MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 11, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Who pays for the Vice President's private party security in Gloucester? Mold closes office in Newburyport City Hall. Last night's high school football scores are posted below. Sunny, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:13 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, with the city of Gloucester facing budget constraints, a city councilor requested the mayor to outline what the U.S. Secret Service's protocol is for footing the bill for police details when it comes to private fundraisers for top-of-the-ticket presidential and vice presidential candidates who come to town, regardless of party affiliation. Councilor-at-large Val Gilman's request to the mayor came at the end of the city council's latest meeting on Tuesday, and it followed a visit to the seaport for a private October 5 fundraising luncheon for U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, who is the GOP's nominee for vice president and former President Donald Trump's running mate. The total overtime for the security detail for Vance's visit was $7,202, and the request for police coverage came directly from the Secret Service with no reimbursement available, according to an email to the Times from Police Chief Ed Conley. Jim Sullivan reports in today's Newburyport Daily News, the assessor's office at Newburyport City Hall has been closed to the public after mold was found in the first floor department days ago. The discovery comes weeks after mold was first spotted in the roughly 170-year-old building's basement. In addition to closing the assessor's office, some workers inside the adjacent planning department will be working from home for the foreseeable future, according to Mayoral Chief of Staff Andrew Levine. The planning department will remain open to the public. Levine is quoted as saying, "They all know we work in an old building with old systems, and we're working to remedy the situation as soon as possible." More news in 60 seconds.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got this week on each of our shows? On the North Shore, a coach who won his 400th match in girls soccer, and the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. What else we got going on? Merrimack Valley. Another coach. OG. Another OG coach. The Haverhill girls and boys cross country coach, who gives us not only an update on his team, but of the Merrimack Valley and what's going on in that conference. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
At the most recent Beverly City Council meeting, Assistant Commissioner of Public Service Eric Barber gave the council an update on the status of sewer projects in the city, one of which is short of funding.
So when it comes down to the sewer projects, a large initiative for the city is what we call our IIR&D program, and that stands for the Inflow and Infiltration Research and Development Program. So the IIR&D program, this provides the city with continual monitoring, repair, and a replacement methodology that we've followed for about 10 years now. This program was originally developed and conceptualized around about a $2.5 million budget annually, and that was approved by the City Council, and we operated about two budget cycles at that $2.5 million mark. Now, this program has been absolutely instrumental in a large scale, and I mean the entire city, large scale monitoring, inspections, repairs, rehabilitation of some of our city's most vulnerable but also valuable assets. And unfortunately, the funding is still not enough for the vast work that needs to be performed within this collection system. At this point, and for the past about eight budget cycles, this program has only been funded between $1.4 and $1.8 million. So this leaves us short of the true capital needs for these critical rehabilitation projects and where the program was developed in the first place.
That's Eric Barber, Beverly's Assistant Commissioner of Public Service. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that operators of dog daycares and kennels will be subject to new state safety and sanitary rules and regulations under a bill signed into law by Governor Mara Healey in response to the deaths and mauling of pets in the privately owned facilities. The measure is called Ollie's Law, named after a Labradoodle puppy from Longmeadow that died in 2020 from injuries during a kennel dogfight, and will require the State Department of Agricultural Resources to set reasonable statewide rules and regulations for boarding kennels and daycare facilities. The new requirements, when finalized, will give dog and cat owners a peace of mind that when they drop off their pets at a kennel or daycare center, they will be protected, according to the governor. On itemlive.com, Emily Rosenberg reports that Lynn Superintendent of Schools Dr. Yvonne Alvarez received a strong evaluation for the 23-24 school year from the school committee Thursday night, during which they also passed a resolution in support of eliminating the MCAS graduation requirement. Mayor Jared Nicholson said the committee evaluated Alvarez as having met or exceeded all of the goals set by the committee for the 23-24 school year. Bruins 6, Canadiens 4 last night. The Bruins host the Kings Saturday afternoon. And don't forget, high school football scores posted right here on North Shore Today. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.